and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Okay, it is just after 4 o'clock here on The Drive. This is Pete Fabiano sitting in for Steve Jackson this Friday afternoon. And, of course, KSRO has been providing news, weather, sports, and talk for over 83 years in Sonoma County. And hopefully for many more years to come. And, of course, The Drive has been on for 12 years, not me personally, but Steve. So another anniversary to be commemorated. Okay, those of you who have been following the news have perhaps been somewhat intrigued or confused by the attacks or the denigration of the U.S. Postal Service, whether or not to cut funding, et cetera, all the talk about fraud that would be rampant if they were mailing ballots, when in reality, over all the years, it's only been about 7 per year that have been discovered as far as any type of fraudulent activity. But nonetheless, it's a topic and it's relevant because with a pandemic, a lot of people might not want to go to the polling place and might want to vote by mail. So to talk about that and other related issues regarding the Postal Service, we have Harold Kelso, who is the president of the California State Association of Letter Carriers. Welcome, Harold.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. A very timely subject, so I would be very much interested in hearing your thoughts regarding the current situation that's playing out involving the Postal Service.
Well, first of all, let me allay your listeners' fears about the safety and security of vote by mail. There's a dirty rumor going around that it would be possible for people to get hold of the ballots of deceased voters and fraudulently vote. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Actually, the security system that the state of California has in place assures that that's not possible. You have to sign the envelope on every ballot that's returned. Any unsigned ballots are immediately discarded. The signatures before the vote counts, the signatures are matched up with the voter's original signature on their voter registration form or their form for asking for a vote by mail ballot. If there's any discrepancies in the signatures, sometimes those voters are able to notify if the vote has been received early enough. Many of those votes are set aside until this can be cleared up. This is one of the reasons why it takes so long after the election to declare a winner in some of the elections, because each and every one of the mail-in ballots have their signatures verified. They're very fastidious about going through this. I've been to a couple of recounts, and I've noticed how the registrars go through and make sure each vote is correct. We do have a new postmaster general. We do have a new boss, and he set down some new guidelines, some new programs that we're adhering for the last couple weeks. And like any job, I'm sure everyone can relate to having a new boss on the job who comes in with his idea, his special program on how to run things a little bit differently. And the employees maybe don't agree with it, but they follow through with it until they can convince the boss that maybe this new program isn't the right way to go. That's where we're at now with the Postal Service. It's true that some first-class mail may be delayed. If that is the case going into election time, I would suggest to everybody who plans to vote by mail to make sure you vote within 2 weeks of receiving that ballot. Say, vote and return your ballot by October 20th. Any delay in mail would not affect that ballot. If you have a vote in mail ballot and you're waiting till election day, that may not be a good idea. If you're a day or two before election day, you're running the risk of having that ballot being late. So if that's the case, you may want to drop that off at a polling place or at one of the voting collection facilities.
Well, and it's all the more crucial, not so much in California, but in other states, because every state kind of makes their own rules when it comes to mail-in or absentee ballots, and some of them require those ballots to be received by Election Day.
Correct. That's correct. In California, the law is a little bit more liberal in California. It just requires in California that the ballot is postmarked by Election Day. It can be received in the mail up to 3 days after the election, which would put it on a Friday after the Tuesday election. But you're absolutely correct. I was on the phone with one of my counterparts in the state of Arizona. And he told me in Arizona, the mail-in ballot has to be received by the registrar of voters by 7 p.m. on Election Day. So that's it is crucial to get those ballots early in October. Usually they're out in the first week or so of October. Make your selections and return that ballot within a couple weeks. Then there shouldn't be any problems.
Yeah, and I know a large, well, I don't know what a large number, but a fairly significant percentage of people who do get some of the absentee ballots simply drop them off at the polling place on the day of the election, which is fine in California. They'll go in with all the rest of the ballots, but in a place, as you mentioned, like Arizona, if that happens and the polls don't close until 8, you've missed that 7 o'clock deadline and your vote doesn't count.
Right, right. I'm not sure. There's 34 states, 34 out of the 50, who offer no excuse vote by mail. There's still 16 states where you have to actually give them a written excuse as to why you can't vote in person. But there's 34 states where you can vote without an excuse. You can request a vote by mail ballot. Now, California is doing something a little different this year. They are sending vote by mail ballots automatically to every registered voter within the state of California. When the voters receive that, they have the option of filling it out and returning it by mail or taking it to one of the ballot collection places. So this has been tried out in 15 counties throughout the state of California where everyone receives a mail-in ballot. And so far, it's been a resounding success. The interesting test will be done in Los Angeles County. In the primary election earlier this year, they did not offer the vote-by-mail option. And Election Day was a debacle. And that's probably one of the reasons why the Secretary of State has decided to go statewide with this policy of mailing a ballot to every registered voter. You know, there's other states that have, for several years, have had all vote-by-mail balloting. Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Utah. And they've come up, most of these states have come up with a very sophisticated system. Every person who receives their ballot has a barcode on it. And when that ballot is received by the registrar, that barcode is scanned and the voter is notified by text message or email that they have voted. I don't think California's gotten quite that sophisticated yet. Maybe that's right around the corner.
Well, but again, as we mentioned before, the incidence of fraud or some sort of, you know, chicanery is so rare as to be an insignificant percentage. Every service member who's overseas, who's out of the country for years, decades, has voted by mail, by absentee ballot. They have no choice. They're not in the country. Sonoma County, I think we're up to, what, 80%? There's some huge number of people who vote by mail, and it's never been a problem. So the theories that have been floated around saying that it's so easy to commit fraud with mail-in ballots, I mean, you know, come on, Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump voted absentee. If it was so terrible, why would you vote absentee if there was a possibility of fraud? So those claims that have been floated, I really have been debunked by virtually every reasonable person who's studied the situation. So really the only motivation is a political one, and we can probably guess why mail-in ballots have been the subject of attack.
May I debunk another myth?
Absolutely.
All right. The president has indicated in the past that vote by mail benefits only the Democrats. Well, the state of Utah is 100% vote by mail. Their governor, their two senators, and three of their four representatives are Republican. So I think that speaks for itself. I don't think you could find a redder state than the state of Utah. The vote by mail, it just reflects the demographics of the state.
Yeah, that's true. And again, a perfectly safe method. One interesting question before we let you go. We're going to be running out of time soon. But you mentioned you have a new boss. And you alluded to the fact there may be some disagreement within the ranks about some of the new policies. Are you at liberty to explain some of those new policies to us?
Sure. There's a policy, there's a target program that's being tried out in six selected offices in each district throughout the country. And that is the letter carrier comes in the morning and does not case up any of the mail. They just pick up the mail that's there, they pick up their parcels, and they leave for the street and deliver the mail. This results in quite possibly some first-class mail being left behind, some first-class parcels being left behind. Carriers aren't used to leaving behind good mail, Pete, especially when you take into account that some of these small parcels might have somebody's medicine in it. We've got a new postmaster general who has come to the post office from the private sector. He was head of a logistics firm. Now, I understand with his business background, he wants to try and run the Postal Service like it's a business. But it's not a business. It's a service. It's Postal Service. It's right in the name. We're there to serve everybody. The Postal Service belongs to everybody. You, me, all of our listeners. They don't expect the fire department to turn a profit. You don't expect the police department to turn a profit. You don't expect the defense department, the armed forces, to turn a profit. They are a service offered to the American people, and not just the American people. They're offered to anyone in this country who has an address and a mailbox to put mail in. So we're hoping that the new PMG will see his way clear to have all of this delay of mail cleared up before election season. But if not, if the postal customer are listening and they notice that their mail's being delayed at election time and they want to vote by mail, I can't stress enough that do it early. Get that ballot in the mail early.
How about if everybody who's listening and everybody throughout the area sends a little postcard or a letter or an email or whatever form of communication you prefer to the Postmaster General saying, I demand that you have your employees, not slow down the mail, and I demand that the mail be delivered in an expeditious manner, which we know you're capable of doing. That might have some good. You never know.
I think what might even be more effective is if they sent that postcard, or they send an email, or they send a text message, or even made a phone call to their member of Congress.
That too.
Congress has control over the Postal Service. The President does not. The Postal Service answers to Congress, to the Oversight Committee in Congress. If I was out delivering mail, I delivered mail for over 30 years, I no longer do. But if I was out delivering mail and one of my customers approached me and wanted to know what they could do about the delay of the mail, that's who I would refer them to. I'd say, give your congressperson a call. Let them know that this is not acceptable. Because I believe most members of Congress will agree that it's not acceptable.
Excellent idea. And or postcard, email to, whoever you prefer. But definitely a worthwhile idea. Okay, Harold Kelso, president of the California State Association of Letter Carriers, thank you for being on with us and helping us debunk a couple of myths today.
Thanks for having me, Pete. Stay safe and stay healthy.
And you too. Thanks for being here. Okay.